The Lord be with you.
Welcome
in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to see all of you today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Today we start the second half of our church year, sometimes called the non-festival half of the church year. It's Trinity Sunday, a day when we devote our focus to the way God has revealed himself to us. One God in three persons in one God. You can't figure it out, so stop trying. It's a mystery. And today, we rejoice in that mystery, and we pray that God would bless us as we hear his word and receive his gifts in his holy and precious name. A few words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 940. As we heard in the prelude, Holy God, we praise thy name. We'll stand on the last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we will follow Divine Service Setting 3. That's on page 184 and following. Page 184 and following. On our bulletin, the propers are on the inside. The readings are on the back page. For those that are worshiping at home or on YouTube, that sheet is available on our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org. Goodshepherdlincoln.org. I think that's all. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love in creating the world. We thank you for your great love that when our first parents brought sin and all of its consequences into the world, that you sent your Son, Jesus, to live, die, rise again, and bring forgiveness full and free. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you and the Son have sent the Holy Spirit to deliver the deliverance to us as we hear your word and receive your holy and precious gifts at the baptismal font and at the communion rail. Heavenly Father, bless us continually with this love. Heavenly Father, you have marked us as your own dear children. Help us now to live as your children in fervent love toward you and in service toward those around us. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 940.
Oh,
Divine Service Setting 3 on page 184. Setting 3, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
This time we sing together the introit as it's printed in our bulletin.
Because he has shown me his mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith and to worship the unity and the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament lesson for the festival of the Holy Trinity comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God has been faithful, he will be again. His loving compassion, it knows no end. All I have need of, his hand will provide. He's always been faithful to me. He's always
The epistle lesson comes from the book of Romans, chapter 11. The depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who has descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess our faith this time using the words of the Athanasian Creed. You can find that on page 319 in your hymnal, page 319. We will confess the Athanasian Creed verse by verse. I'll say the odd verses. The congregation will reply with the even verses. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the Catholic faith.
Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will without doubt perish eternally.
And the Catholic faith is this,
that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity,
neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
But the Godhead of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet, there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one Almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet there are not three gods, but one God.
The Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords.
The Father is not made nor created nor begotten by anyone.
The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone.
The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped.
Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity.
But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man.
He is God begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages, and he is man born from the substance of his mother in this age.
Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh.
Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity.
Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ.
One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ,
who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead,
ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all people will rise again and give an account concerning their own deeds.
And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe
may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 571.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, by God the Holy Spirit, through God the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our gospel text is the basis for our message today. It includes the most famous verse in all of the Bible. But before Jesus speaks these words, these famous words, to Nicodemus, there is an entire conversation of words that takes place. Nicodemus thought he was going to have a talk, a man-to-man talk, from one important guy to another, from one leader to another. But this conversation of words is not just between Jesus and Nicodemus. This conversation of words that leads to the most famous verse in all the Bible is more than that. Jesus speaks in verse 11, "We speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen." This "we" is the disciples. This "we" is Christians. But this is a small part of it. The "we" is the source of what we Christians know. The "we" is the source of what we bear witness to. The "we" is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God, one will. The other half of this conversation is Nicodemus, and it is also everyone here. In this conversation, all of mankind is reduced down to the one Pharisee, Nicodemus. Thus begins our gospel text today, a conversation of words between all of mankind and all of God. Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." That sounds like a great start to a conversation with Jesus. Nicodemus is saying some sweet words of confession. But the actions of Nicodemus do not match these sweet words he is speaking. Nicodemus travels by night. He's afraid of being labeled a heretic by the other co-workers, the Pharisees, his friends, his family. Imagine if someone saw him. He is gutless. His actions do not match his confession. But also, he travels by night because he does not know the light, the Son of God. He thinks he's going to talk to some decent teacher, some leader who's got a bunch of followers. So Nicodemus travels physically in the dark. And Nicodemus travels spiritually in the dark. The actions of Nicodemus do not show any fruit. The actions of Nicodemus certainly do not show a love of God. They also don't even show a love of his neighbors. He says, "We know that you are a teacher come from God." Nicodemus, saying "we," making himself a representative of the Pharisees sent to Jesus. But yet here is Nicodemus traveling alone, traveling at night. And his actions do not match the words that he speaks. Those words again. "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus is not impressed. Words of faith without fruit, words of faith without God-pleasing actions, that faith is dead. Jesus knows that the Pharisee does not see the kingdom of God, so he responds accordingly. Jesus responds, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." All of mankind, reduced down to Nicodemus, words and actions that do not match. Consider our words to each other. "I'll do the dishes tonight." Then I go watch TV. Consider our words of promise to each other, to love and to cherish, till death do us part. No one is perfect, right? No man or woman born of flesh is. We fail. Other words that we say to other people, "I'll do better next time. It won't happen again. I give you my word." We actually mislead others into thinking that we are upright. We attempt to justify ourselves to be of good moral standing. We mislead others with our words into thinking that our words and actions match. We mislead ourselves into thinking that we are not hypocrites. We mislead ourselves into thinking that we are not sinners. The words and actions of mankind do not match. These are our words to each other. Consider also our words to God. Consider our confessional words to God. Good words that come right from the Bible. "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was crucified for us. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who gives us faith." These are part of the good words that we confess, but our actions, many, many times, do not match. We are too busy attending to other gods. Other gods that distract you from doing the dishes. Other gods that distract you from loving and cherishing one another. Loving and cherishing your spouse like you said you would. You give your word to others and you fail. You gave your word to God and you failed. Other gods have distracted you from loving the one true, eternal, infinite God. Having broken all the commandments, certainly not loving others, certainly not loving God, because you're too busy attending to your other gods. What are these other gods? Surely you have thought of a few by now. What distracts you? What pulls you away from the words that you've said? It is the other god that you attend to the most. This non-eternal god, this God with a little g, is yourself. Jesus is not impressed. Not impressed with your words and action. Jesus sees your sin. The will of God the Father, the will of Jesus Christ, the will of the Holy Spirit is to call you to repentance with His words. Because unlike mankind, the words of God are His actions. Jesus speaks to you. God speaks to you and to all of mankind in verse 3. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The only way to see the kingdom of God, the only way to be born again, is to be born from above. Jesus speaks and clarifies to all mankind. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. This great word of God, this great action of God, is to have you be born again. This great word of God enables you to repent and to see and enter the kingdom of God. The word of God and the actions of God are united. They are one and the same. Consider this. The Father's words breathed into dust, took action, knitted you in the womb, and gave you life. The Son's words breathed into water, takes action, and it gave you a new birth. The Son's words breathed upon bread and wine, it takes action. And it gives to you forgiveness. The Holy Spirit's word breathes into you, and it takes action, and it gives you faith. Every single word of the Bible is efficacious. It takes action. It does something. The Word of God and the actions of God are united. Also, the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are united. The three persons of God, their will, their one deep desire is to take action in your life. To take the action in your life that you cannot. So that you may see and enter the kingdom of God. God's words, God's actions, they not only save you, they even tell you how they save you. They reveal to you the action. God, as Son, the man, descended from heaven, dies in holy blood on the cross at Calvary, to forgive you all your sin, to forgive you for all your actions. Jesus even took action. He died for when your actions could not live up to His word for you. Unto death, Jesus attended to your well-being when you were attending to other gods. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, died and rose for when your actions showed that your God was yourself. The selfless Son of Man dies for the selfishness of all mankind. God wills forgiveness for you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all one God who loves you. For God, this one God, three persons, so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The triune God is right there in the most famous verse of all the Bible. God the Father so loved you that he gave you God the Son, so that you, by the power of God in the Holy Spirit, in his words that are his actions, you should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus says in verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes. This is God, the Holy Spirit. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear his sound. You hear its sound in his word. But you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. My friends, you may not always know where God is coming from, and you may not always know what God has planned for you. But all three persons of God are active in your life today. Every day, God continues to reveal to you his words, his actions, and his will for you to be reconciled to him, forgiven, so that you may join the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as you enter the kingdom of heaven. Three persons, one God, who has given himself to you wholly and completely with all that he is and with all that he has. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue with our offertory as we sing to God and pray to God in our words that he may continue action in our life. Page 192, please stand.
Be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. We pray God's blessings on our time together. At this time, normally we would pass the attendance registered. We recorded that attendance when we came into God's house. Please note the pre-registration is gone. So just make sure, come maybe a minute or two earlier than you normally would so that we can take care of all that registration stuff out in the narthex before we come into God's house. Same thing with the collection plates. Normally we would pass them. We're not quite ready for that yet. We have a box out there in the narthex if you would like to make a contribution. Also, our special mission project for the month of June. We're not able to have our Sunday morning Bible study, but we're still encouraging people to support our monthly mission, and our monthly mission is Lutherans in Africa. Lutherans in Africa, there are on the table right when you come in, there are information brochures and also offering envelopes specifically designed for Lutherans in Africa. For those that are worshiping with us on the radio or online, we thank you for being with us today. We encourage you to support your home congregation, and we pray that God would drive this pandemic from us and bring things back to normal as quickly as possible. One last note, we include in our prayers today the family of Gerald Gerdes. Gerald passed away several weeks ago, and we were not able to have a funeral the way the family would like. That funeral will be this coming Saturday at 10:30. This coming Saturday at 10:30, funeral service for Gerald Gerdes, longtime faithful member here at Good Shepherd. We continue now with the prayers of the church. Please stand as you're able. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For an increase in devotion for all the saints. For the faithful proclamation of the gospel by all pastors in Christ. For an end to schism and division within the church militant. And for the proper fear and fervent praise of the Holy Trinity among all who are born again. From above, in holy baptism, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For faithful catechesis and formation in the faith for our catechumens, for blessings on our 11 junior confirmads from last week, for a renewed vigor to study God's word within the congregations of our church, for Christ to be fully formed within us, for courage to walk as children of the light, and for strength in the face of temptation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sojourner and stranger, for the persecuted and oppressed, for prisoners and their families, for the enemies of the faith, and for true repentance of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For thankful hearts, and for the faithful support of the church and the work of the Lord here and throughout the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the nations of the earth and those who lead them, for an end to violence and war, and for peace throughout the world. Heavenly Father, also, for all those who are serving and protecting us during these difficult days, these days of lawlessness, for all who are protesting, Heavenly Father, for peace in our land and protection for law enforcement, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the end of the global pandemic, for a return to life and livelihood, for patience and understanding, and for the gospel's increase despite every worldly setback, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who endure mental illness, for those who mourn, especially the family of Gerald Gerdes, for the lonely and brokenhearted, for the unemployed and underemployed, and for those with chronic pain, for the sick, for the injured, for the hospitalized, for the shut-in, and for all who are requesting our prayers, including Lynn, Ron, Janet, David, Sheldon, Barb, Jan, Sarah, Jerry, Vern, Luke, Marilyn, Greg, Andy, Julie, and for all those that we remember in our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For reverent awe, as our lips receive the very body and blood of Christ from the holy altar, for the removal of our guilt and deliverance from evil, for the strengthening of our love for God and for one another, and for an increase of faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord. In the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance, of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
Depart now in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's Day. By Christ we give you. By Christ we give you. Welcome to the Lord's Day. Christ, shed for you. Depart now in peace and joy.
the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the Common Doxology. Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. We glory in the blessings of the Holy Trinity for us. We pray that our time together has been a blessing. Just a couple of comments and announcements before we dismiss. If you did not get the Good Shepherd news and notes this week or last week, I know we have a lot of folks that are just coming back now for the first time. There's two stacks of news and notes, one for this week, one for last week, so you can make sure you're caught up with all the information. Also, the news and notes are online, goodshepherdlincoln.org. On the back of our news and notes this week. We have a summary of the action that was taken Tuesday night at our elders' meeting. We are trying to very slowly, step by step, get back to a little bit more normal or more comfortable worship time here at Good Shepherd. I mentioned earlier, the pre-registration is gone. We still keep the tape on the seats, so socially distance, and if you want to wear a mask, you're certainly welcome to do so. Instead of handwritten attendance will be taken, and that's done out there. Communion procedure will be the same. We had talked about coming up to the rail, and we decided we would wait another month before we did that, so we'll continue the way we've been doing that with our communion distribution for a little more time. Allows us to keep everybody separate for sure. However, if you would like to use the common cup, just let the ushers or the pastors know ahead of time so that we can prepare, and we will make that available. We have a special sanitary alcohol wipe that we use, basically an Everclear-like substance or a high alcohol thing, so to take care of the germs on that. We are in the process of phasing out the 20 or 25 page bulletins and going back to our regular one page bulletin. We're just encouraging people to grab a hymnal, take it home with you. If you're visiting with us, you can use one and put it on the stack, and we'll sanitize it again afterwards. And slowly we will hopefully get back to that regular hymnal practice. Maybe even by the end of the summer we can have the hymnals back in the pews. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Was there anything else? Yeah, I think that's all with that. We talked about starting adult Sunday school back up. We decided we're going to wait a month on that to make sure that everything else is going smoothly. We are tentatively planning on starting Sunday school back in the middle of August. As I mentioned last week, we have a Red Cross blood drive coming up in June. We had one in April, went wonderful, went without a hitch. And it is, Adam, what day? Friday, June 19. And Adam's going to be gone and could use a little bit of help with the registration. So if anybody would like to help and volunteer, you can let the church office know, you can let one of the pastors know, or you can, after church, socially distance and let Adam know. How does that sound? All right. Anything else?
We still will dismiss from the back to the front, and we encourage, even though it's a little warm here, North Dakota-wise, to have the conversations outside so that we can allow people to continue to pass through with the proper social distance or separation. Maybe we should say separation instead of oxymoronic.
There you go.
Distance.
I know it's been a long time for many of you, family, friends. You want to talk, you want to visit. Please respect everyone with regard to that. And as Pastor Moline said, it's warm, it's humid, visit outside, and then that'll give everybody plenty of space on the inside. Rich will dismiss from the back to the front. That way everybody will have, you know, I need a couple of people to come back to church so they can fix this. That's what I need. Okay, won't stay on my ear. Vicar.
After a three-month hiatus, we'll be back at a nursing home today. Savannah Pines has allowed us to do an outdoor service. Usually we get anywhere from 30 to 40 members there, but keep us and especially them in your prayers, because most of them have had not any in-person contact in 3 months, let alone a church service. Now, we'll be plenty socially distanced, about 30 to 40 feet outdoors and on a loudspeaker and such, but good news.
Yeah, and thanks, Vicar, for working so hard to encourage them or convince them to consider an outdoor worship service. We've had many of our members who are in facilities that are not allowing visitors. Sometimes they'll let us talk to them through the screen. Sometimes they won't. Mm-hmm. We've had situations where people were dying and we couldn't get in to make a pastoral visit. It is absolutely heartbreaking. And we've also had some of our members get in trouble. One went outside just to get some fresh air and was now confined to their room for 2 weeks. We had another one of our members went to church and got put on 14-day quarantine at their facility. So we have a lot of unusual, and most of the time, you know, whether you like it or not, it's heartbreaking on these kind of situations. So we pray that we can get back to normal, and the service at Savannah Pines this afternoon is at what time?
1:30 out back in the courtyard.
1:30 out back in the courtyard. And if you'd like to come and help spread some joy with some people that are really, really, really starved for adult conversation that's not staff, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the name of the Holy Trinity. Be reminded, we worship on Wednesday nights year-round at 6:30. We'll be back again Wednesday night. God's blessings in Jesus.